Well, good morning. As you have hopefully been able to tell, today is a little different than what we normally do, but we take a pause in the series that we've been walking through, our summer series going through the Psalms, to kick off VBS week. And I'm excited that about all that God is going to do this week. So we'll be back in the Psalms next week as we regather. Speaking of regathering, please be watching our YouTube and our Facebook pages, as well as your email this week for instructions about our worship gatherings this coming weekend, July 11th and 12th. And how to register for whether you're attending the Saturday or Sunday services. That just kind of helps us know about how many people are going to be in the room and how we need to set it up. Also, we'll be putting out a video, hopefully at the beginning of the week, for instructions on entering and exiting and where you can find hand sanitizer and all that good stuff. But this morning, we wanted to do something a little different to kind of kick off this unique VBS week. I want to take a brief time this morning, so we'll have a full sort of kind of a sermonette, if you will, this morning, and kind of give you an overview or a brief look at the verse that's kind of the main verse for VBS this week. So go ahead and take your copy of God's Word and turn to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. And as you turn there, let me encourage you to be praying for this week. Pray for the technology to work without a hitch on our end and on all the kids' end. We've had 30 kids sign up for VBS this week. Yes, that's great. I kind of paused because I thought maybe you were clapping or rejoicing. So anyway, next week I'll have those natural things that happen. So, but pray for the technology to go. Pray for the kids and their parents as they hear the messages this week. And most of all, pray that God will receive glory and honor for all that goes on and takes place. And a quick thank you to all the people over the last couple weeks that worked not only in front of the camera that will be seen in these videos, but also behind the camera as well. And a special thank you to Debbie, who has led us well in this time for this VBS during quarantine, so amidst a pandemic. So thank you, Debbie, for all your leadership with VBS. All right, so at the beginning of Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, he prays for them. And hopefully you are there. And before we read our passage, you may be wondering about some of the stuff in here. The theme this year for VBS is concrete and cranes. And so you see some cranes and some construction equipment, some blueprints, and all kinds of stuff. So if you're there. So at the very beginning of Paul's letter, after he kind of introduces himself, he goes into a prayer in verses 3 through 11. It says, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all, making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more, with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness. The fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, the glory and praise of God. Now, the focal verse for VBS is found in verse 6, toward the beginning of Paul's prayer for them. And so let's look at that again. It says, verse 6 says, and I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. A main theme throughout the entire letter of Philippians is joy. And in this verse, we see part of the reason for Paul's joy, his confidence in God's nature and God's purposes. He writes wonderfully comforting words about God's unstoppable work of grace in a believer's life. The Apostle Paul is sure that God will continue and complete what he has started in the Philippian believer. And we can be reassured today that God will continue and complete what he has started in each and every believer's life. If you've put your faith and trust in Christ and in him alone, then be reassured today that what God started, he is continuing and will complete. And so as I was looking over this verse, and as we've heard it a lot this week in filming, and I've seen it over and over again, just three quick truths that just kind of jumped out that I thought these would be good to share this morning as we kind of give an overview. Three quick truths. First, God began the work in your life. If you're a believer today, God began that work in your life. There's nothing that I can do to earn our salvation. There's nothing that you and I can do to earn favor in God's sight without the work of God already in our lives. And this is crucial to see this. When we grasp this concept that there's nothing that you can do, there's nothing that I can do to earn our salvation, we're so much more grateful and appreciative of what God has done on our behalf. The fact that he made a way for us. So, first truth, God began this work. See, it says, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you. God is the one who began. It's not you, it's not I who began the good work in ourselves. No, it's God who began the good work. And we know from other passages, even before the foundation of the world, he began the good work in your life. Second truth, God completes the work in your life. Notice, it says, and I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. He doesn't just start a work and then leave it. And just kind of start doing something and then kind of move away. I'll tell you how many times, just this weekend alone, we're trying to work on, you know, when you're done with playing with something, you put it away, right? And so how many times is like, well, go clean this up, and this, the kids start cleaning it up, but then they don't finish, they don't complete it. Listen, we have a God who has never started something that he doesn't intend to complete and will complete. Amen? Notice, he doesn't just start a work, he completes it. He's continuing to work in our lives until the return of his son. It's not something that's done overnight. It's not, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. But this is good news. To know that God, through his Spirit, is working in our lives. It's not up to us to hold on to God. He is holding fast to us. He is holding fast to us. He's holding on to us. He's completing and working in our lives. And yes, we have responsibility as well in that. And that's what we're about to talk about. So, first truth, God began the work in your life. Second truth, God completes the work in your life through the Holy Spirit. And third, we are not complete yet. We are not complete yet. Look again, it says, and I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you. He who began a good work, not he who began a completed product, not he who began a masterpiece, not he who began this or that. No, he began a good work, something that is continuing. We are not complete yet. For those of you who put your faith and trust in Jesus and in him alone for your salvation, you are not complete. There is a work that has been started. And we call, We call that process sanctification. Is God working in and through us, chipping away all those things that don't look like His Son? And we're being made more and more and more in the likeness of Jesus. And so we're a work. We're not a finished product. And that really brings us to the main teaching of VBS this week. Is that since we're still a work in progress, we are kind of like a building being built or being constructed for God's glory. Which means that we must make sure that we are constructing this building on God's foundation for our life. So that it will stand the test of time. So it will stand through suffering. So that it will stand through hardships. And yes, so it will even stand through a pandemic. God has called us to lay a foundation of certain principles and certain truths. And some of those are being taught this week during VBS. You know, the kids like to play Jenga sometimes. You ever played Jenga before? The blocks, you got to, you know, put them all up and I've taught them as we're playing that you don't want to pull too many of those lower blocks. Somewhere in the middle as you're pulling them out and put them on top. If you take away too many of those foundational blocks at the bottom, then it all topples over. And so the same is true is if we're not building. If we're not put foundational truths in our lives, then when those tough times come, when the hardships come, when the sufferings come, when the storms come, then those buildings are going to topple over. They're not standing anymore for God's glory. And so I have a question for you this morning. Who or what are you building on? Is the foundation for your life Jesus and the message of the gospel? Or are you building on a different foundation? Are you building on idols? Are you building on economic security? Are you building on family? Are you building on health and security? Are you building on anything besides Jesus and the good news that He came? That He lived the life that you and I can't live. That He died the death that we deserve to die. And then thankfully rose victorious so that you and I can have victory over sin, Satan, and death. Are you building it on anything other than those foundations? If that's you today, if you're building on something else, then I encourage you I invite you today to admit that you've been building on the wrong foundations. That you've been building your life on something else. Maybe been building your life on something that society has taught you to build on. Maybe you've been building your life on some type of security that you hope to have. Wrong foundation. Admit that today to Him. And then secondly, I encourage you to believe in Jesus. Believe in Jesus as the one and only foundation for your life. He's the only one that if He's at the bottom of that foundation, then nothing's going to happen. Yes, troubles may come. Yes, hardships may come. Yes, sufferings may come. But as Paul even tells the Philippians, count it all joy. That you can rejoice in times of suffering. And lastly, confess. Confess that He is Lord over all. Confess that He is the one and the only, that He is the creator of all things. Confess that He is the sustainer of all things. And in Him alone, that you'll be able to find peace and strength and comfort and salvation and reconciliation with God the Father. So I encourage you this week, if you want to check out some of the things that have been going on, if you're watching on our YouTube channel right now, just watch our YouTube channel this week. We're going to put the videos up there for anybody to be able to view the videos. And then we have a different page for the people participating. But we wanted to make those available to the church just to see and to be encouraged through all that has been going on the past few weeks here. Ask every head bowed, every eye closed, as we bring this service to conclusion. Lord God, we thank you for this day.